الطريق.
Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya.
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 Reading from Bhagavad Gita, chapter 18, text number 63.
Shrimad Bhagavad Gita, 18 adhyaya, 63 shlok, 63 shlok.
Iti te jnanam akhyatam.
Iti te jnanam akhyatam.
Guyat guyataram maya.
Guyat guyataram maya.
Vimrishyai tat asheshena. Yate chasi tatakuru.
Yate chasi tatakuru.
Iti te jnanam akhyatam.
Iti te jnanam akhyatam.
Guyat guyataram maya.
Guyat guyataram maya.
Vimrishyai tata sheshena.
Vimrishyai tata sheshena.
Yate chasi tata kuru.
Yate chasi tata kuru.
Iti te jnanam akhyatam.
Iti te jnanam akhyatam.
Guyat guyataram maya.
Guyat guyataram maya.
Vimrishyai tada sheshena.
Vimrishyai tada sheshena.
Yate chasi tata kuru.
Yate chasi tata kuru.
Iti te jnanam akhyatam.
Iti te jnanam akhyatam.
Guyat guyataram maya.
Guyat guyataram maya.
Vimrishyai tada sheshena.
Vimrishyai tada sheshena.
Yadichasi tatha kuru.
Yadichasi tatha kuru.
Iti te jnanam akhyatam.
Iti te jnanam akhyatam.
Guyat
guyataram maya.
Vimrishyai tada sheshena.
Vimrishyai tada sheshena.
Yadichasi tatha kuru.
Yadichasi tatha kuru.
इस प्रकार
इस प्रकार
ते तुमको
तुमको
ज्ञानम
ज्ञानम
ज्ञान
अख्यातम
अख्यातम वर्णन किया गया
वर्णन किया गया
गुह्यात
गुह्यात
गुह्यसे
गुह्यसे
गुह्यतरम
गुह्यतरम
अधिक गुह्य
अधिक गुह्य
मया
मया
मेरे द्वारा
मेरे द्वारा
विमृशा
विमृशा
मनन करके
मनन करके
एतत्
एतत्
इस अशेषेना
पूर्णतया
यथा
यथा
जैसी
जैसी
इच्छसी
इच्छसि
इच्छाओ
इच्छाओ
तथा
तथा
वैसा ही
गुरु
गुरु
करो
करो। इस प्रकार मैंने तुम्हें गुह्यतर ज्ञान बतला दिया। इस पर पूरी तरह से मनन करो, तब जो चाहो सो करो। जय तात्पर्य श्री रूपा जी की। भगवान ने पहले अर्जुन को ब्रह्मभूत ज्ञान बता दिया जो इस ब्रह्मभूत अवस्था में होता है। वह प्रसन्न रहता है, न तो वह शोक करता है, न किसी वस्तु की कामना करता है। ऐसा गुह्य ज्ञान के कारण होता है। कृष्ण परमात्मा का ज्ञान भी प्रकट करते हैं। यह ब्रह्म ज्ञान भी है, लेकिन यह उससे श्रेष्ठ है। यहाँ पर यच्छेच्छसि तथा कुरु, जैसी इच्छा हो वैसा करो, यह सूचित करता है कि ईश्वर जीव की यत्किंचित स्वतंत्रता में हस्तक्षेप नहीं करता। भगवद गीता में भगवान ने सभी प्रकार से यह बताया कि कोई अपनी जीवन दशा को किस प्रकार अच्छी बना सकता है। अर्जुन को उनका सर्वश्रेष्ठ उपदेश यह है कि हृदय में आसीन परमात्मा की शरणागत हुआ जाए। सही विवेक से मनुष्य को परमात्मा के आदेश अनुसार कर्म करने के लिए तैयार होना चाहिए। इससे मनुष्य निरंतर कृष्ण भावनामृत में स्थित हो सकेगा, जो मानव जीवन की सर्वोच्च सिद्धि है। अर्जुन को भगवान प्रत्यक्ष युद्ध करने का आदेश दे रहे हैं। भगवत शरणागत होना जीवों के सर्वाधिक हित में है, इसमें परमेश्वर का कोई हित नहीं है। शरणागत होने के पूर्व जहाँ तक बुद्धि काम करे, मनुष्य को इस विषय पर मनन करने की छूट मिलती है और भगवान के आदेश को स्वीकार करने की यही सर्वोत्तम विधि है। ऐसा आदेश कृष्ण के प्रमाणिक प्रतिनिधि स्वरूप गुरु के माध्यम से भी प्राप्त होता है।
ॐ अज्ञानस्य
वन्देऽहं श्रीगुरुं श्रीरूपं सार्वजातं सार्वैतं सार्वद्रुतं परिजनसहितं कृष्ण चैतन्य एवं श्रीराधा कृष्णप्रदां सह गदा शिष्यानां हे कृष्ण करुणा सिन्धु दीनबन्धु जगतपते गोपेश गोपिकाकांत राधाकांत नमस्ते कमलकांचन गौरांगे राधे कृष्णा महेश्वरी वृषभानुसुतेरेति प्रणामि हरिप्रिये नमस्ते सरस्वते गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवाणी पाश्चात्यदेशवाहिने जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौरभक्तवृंद हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे।
So Lord Krishna is explained, is finishing his teachings to Arjuna, and he has told Arjuna three different levels of knowledge.
तो भगवान कृष्ण ने अर्जुन ने भगवत गीता भानिश के विषय अंतिम जो पूरा अनुवाद की जो तीन प्रकार को जो सिद्धांत था अथवा कर्तव्य था धर्म का लागी इसका बारे में
He has given confidential knowledge, and then he has given more confidential knowledge, and then he has given the most confidential knowledge.
वाने तीन प्रकार को ज्ञान दिनों का बोलते हो, तेजमा गुहिया, गुहियतम, गुहियतार, मतलब तीन स्तर का ज्ञान छोटा बताऊंगा।
Confidential knowledge was given in the second chapter. Lord Krishna explained Atmatattva, the science of the soul, or the difference between spirit and matter.
The pahilo jo guhya gyan ho, tesma dutiya adhyay ma bhagwan le batanu bhayo cha, atma ra padartha ko visleshan sambandhama, atma ra padartha ko vigyan.
Antavanta imediaha nitya shyokta sharirena. This body is temporary, but the soul that is eternal.
Yo, tesma yo batanu bhayo, yo sharir alik din ko matrai ho, temporary ho, nash mat cha. Tara atma bhaneka yo vinash hudaina bhanne kura lai sadhara batanu bhayo.
So this was given in the beginning of Krishna's teachings to Arjuna in the second chapter, after Arjuna had surrendered himself to Krishna and said, now I am your disciple, please accept me, please instruct me. So Krishna has to give this first this basic knowledge, the difference between the body and the soul.
ज्ञान पहले स्वरूप में भगवद गीता को सुरु आपने जब अर्जुन ले भगवान को शरण पड़ेगा थे म तपाई को भक्त हूँ तपाई को शरण मा छु म कसरी इस कुरालाई सुलझाउने तपाईले भनिदिनुहोस् भनेका सम्बन्ध त्यतिखेर निकल्ला भगवानले यो कुरा बताउनु भएको थियो सुरुआतमै.
Krishna was explaining this difference between the body and the soul because Arjuna did not want to fight. And one of the reasons why Arjuna didn't want to fight was out of compassion. He thought this very wrong to kill.
यो भगवानले शरीर आत्माको बारेमा पदार्थ र आत्माको बारेमा त्यस विज्ञानलाई त्यसैले बताइराख्नु भएको थियो कि अर्जुनले ती जति पनि मान्छे अब युद्धमा मारेर जाने वाला छन् तिनका लागि एकदम शोक गर्दै यो गर्न उचित छैन भनेर एकदम घबराइरहेका थिए.
Indeed, some people write their commentary on Bhagavad Gita and they say Krishna was very sinful because he told Arjuna to fight and kill all these people.
The कयौं कयौं लेखकहरू छन् भगवद् गीताको उपमा टीकाकार टीका लेख्दछन् तिनीहरूले कहिले काहीँ यस्तो लेख्दछन् कि भगवान् बहुत पापी हुनुहुन्थ्यो कृष्ण बहुत पापी हुनुहुन्थ्यो किनभने उहाँले जबरजस्त अर्जुनलाई ती मान्छे सब मार्नका लागि युद्ध गर्नका लागि भन्नुभयो.
But Krishna is explaining to Arjuna that Jatasya hi dhruvam ritchu dhruvam janmam ritasya cha. For one who has taken birth, for one who has taken birth, they have to die. And after one dies, then they take birth again in another body.
भगवान्ले बताउँदै हुनुहुन्छ कि त्यस सम्बन्धमा भगवान्ले बताउँदा अवश्य जन्म नै मात्र जन्म मर्नेको जन्म नित्य छ नभई नहुने माथि तिम्रो शोक अयोग्य छ.
Just move up to over there because he will translate the Thai for this man.
Yeah, it'd be
very nice.
Yeah,
last week, Sabya Sajan was here.
Yeah.
So this Prabhu.
Maybe
Together.
Yeah. Sorry. Together, many times, a little separate.
Yeah.
Together,
yeah.
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 Now it's okay.
Okay, so after we die, take birth again. Krishna is saying, you know, you cannot kill the soul. No matter what you do, the soul cannot be killed. So this is the most basic knowledge. This is confidential
knowledge.
Of course this knowledge is, although it's basic, even the Buddhists, they don't know this. So it's confidential knowledge.
के हो भनेदेखि अर्को चाहिँ बेसिक नै हो र पनि बुद्धिस्टहरूलाई यो कुरा पनि थाहा छैन. यो चाहिँ गुह्यतर ज्ञान.
Because the Buddhist is thinking that the soul can also be annihilated.
त यो पहिलेको ज्ञानलाई भन्नुहुन्छ अघिको बेसिकलाई महाराजजीले. बुद्धिस्टहरूले आत्माको अस्तित्व नै मेटाउने त्यस्तो सिद्धान्त बनाउँछन्.
They have a different understanding about the soul from the teaching of Krishna and Bhagavad Gita. Buddha came to lead the people away from the Vedas. So his teaching is against the Vedas. You know, he wanted to stop the following of Brahmanas, so he brought the people away from the Vedas.
बुद्धले जो शिक्षा दिनुभएको शिक्षा हो त्यो वेदविहीन अलग्गै छुट्टै शिक्षा हो. जिन्होंने वहाँ के ब्राह्मण को अनाचार जो वेद का माध्यम लेकिन उन्होंने गर्व आ गया फिर देश रोकना चाह रहा करी वेद पर हटे रहा कि सिद्धांत का स्थापित करने वालों को.
And ultimately, you know, Buddha teaches the absolute truth is zero.
The Buddha le param satya lai zero ka rupma batanu bhayo.
Sometimes when I go to Taiwan, it's a Buddhist country, so I listen to the Buddhist masters giving their lecture. They will never speak anything about God. They will never utter that word God. They will always speak only the void. Nirvan or the void.
The calling a Maharaji Taiwan Dhanja, Madhava Heli, Tundula Buddhist lecturer Joe Pravatan Gardner, who is Madame Persona, take Punaka Gato, Kalambo, someone now, keep on there, and then Hali Nirakarta to Atmanapo, Nirvana, Nikramate.
So there's a difference between our teaching, Bhagavad Gita, and how they see. So this knowledge, the body and the soul, this is confidential knowledge. Not everybody knows this. Most people don't believe in God, they're atheists, and they think by the time of death everything is finished. Prabhupada went to Russia, to Moscow, and he met the professor of the Asian Studies, the Department of Asian Studies in Moscow. And Prabhupada met this professor, and Prabhupada was explaining to him that when the body dies, then the soul will take birth again. But the professor said, no, no, Swamiji, at the time of death, everything is finished.
Prabhupada, Russia, Moscow, Dhan, Bhagavad, Moscow, Dhan, Mahara, Professor, Asian Study, Department. Prabhupada, discuss Gavanwar.
So this is how ordinary people, they are simply blind. They only think the body. They think at time of death, finished. Nothing after death.
ऐसा प्रकार दे जो साधन देखी हो चं जो ऐसे मार्ग का अनुशिक्षित चाहिए ना तो तीन दे एकदम अंधा है ना उन्हें मारे वैसी के भी निशान के सब रहेगा नहीं सोचो.
For a Christian, they are thinking heaven or hell.
The Christian ने भी सोचते हैं ना क्या राष्ट्र का बनने में तेरे बीटा हम.
Yeah, only one birth and no redemption.
तो एक ही जन्म पीछे अन्य आठ जन्म होते हैं कि नार्के किस्वर का.
So they're saying that according to Christian idea, either you go after this life, either you go to heaven or you go to hell, and you have to stay there forever. So is God merciful or not? We can ask the Christian. Is God merciful or not?
No.
If He is merciful, why He puts us into hell forever with no chance to ever get out? So like this, this knowledge, Bhagavad Gita, this basic knowledge, even in the second chapter, is confidential knowledge. Most people, they cannot understand, they don't know this
knowledge.
But this knowledge is very important to understand this basic knowledge. If you don't get this basic knowledge right in the beginning, you won't understand the higher knowledge.
यसरी पहिलेको सुरुवातको जो न्यू छ यसलाई नै हामीलाई जानेन भने
આગાડી તો સિદ્ધાંત જો જ્ઞાન
Just like if you go to learn, you know, reading, writing, you learn the alphabet, A, B, C, K, K, G, G, N, like that you learn the basic alphabet, then you can learn to read and write.
પહેલે આપણે ક ક ગ આદિ વિષય આદિ જાણેલા બધા આપણે સુપર્ણ નથી જ્ઞાન પહેલા આપણે બેસિક તો જાણે
So people, sometimes they want to understand God. We cannot immediately tell them, here's God, because they're not ready, they don't understand that. You know, if we try to explain to people, oh, here is God, he plays the flute, he has a peacock feather, he's a blue color, he dances with the gopis, you know, they can never understand. What? How is God? What? You know, it's impossible for an ordinary materialistic person to understand. Because they do not know the basic knowledge. The basic knowledge is to understand who am I. First we have to understand who am I, then we can understand who is God. So Prabhupada would give very simple teachings to help people understand who am I, who are we. Right, Prabhupada would say, where's your hand? And you say, okay, here I have two hands. Where's your head? Okay, this is my head. Where's your leg? Okay, got two legs. Okay. Now where are you?
Quite me.
We say my hand, my leg, my head. We say my body. Who am I? Not I, but I. So, we are living in the body. We are not the body, but we are living in the body. We are the soul. And this soul is different from the body. This body is matter, it's material, but the soul is spirit. Yeah, we have to understand what is this. In the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna begins by telling us the soul does not take birth, does not die. He doesn't tell us what the soul is. He just says the soul doesn't take birth, doesn't die. Then he tells us, you can't cut the soul with a weapon. And And you can't burn it with fire. And you can't wet it with water. And you can't dry it with this fan either. Very hard to understand what is the soul. Oh, we can see the body, we know about the body, but we don't see the soul. Even the doctors, they cut open the body, they look in the heart, they don't see the soul. No, and they say, what is it? You say soul, we never see any soul. Where is the soul? Prabhupada tells us, he said, just like if you go to England, you know, in England, every day cloudy, never see the sun. You can see, never see the sun. Very white. So every day, we have day and night. How do we know day and night? Because the sun comes up, but it's above the cloud, covered by the cloud. Same way, there is the soul, but it is covered. That soul is the source of consciousness. The symptom of the soul is consciousness. When there are clouds in the sky, we know the sun is there because there's sunlight. We may not see the sun, but there is still the sunlight coming through the clouds. In the same way, consciousness in this body is the symptom of the soul in the body. People can't see the soul. Why? Because one reason, it's very, very small. The Vedas say it is 100th of the tip of the hair. So even you have a microscope, will you see it? No, because it's not material, it's spiritual. To see the soul, you have to have spiritual vision. So Lord Krishna is explaining this most basic knowledge, this confidential knowledge to us in the beginning of his teaching to Arjuna. Lord Krishna is the best teacher. You couldn't get a better teacher than Krishna. You see, he's beginning from the beginning. He's not assuming that we know anything. He's teaching us the most important, the most basic thing first.
Krishna just to ekdam shikshak. Koi bhi nahi hai. Krishna banda Ram ro sikhaune jo shikshak aaj hum koi bhi nahi hai. Shuruaat mein bhagavan to Gita ko shuruaat mein hamara isko guhya gyan
Unai pune, unara ki dina, unara asar ki dina. If you want to go on to the next knowledge, we have to first of all learn this first part. Then you can go to the next class. Once you graduate in the first class, then you can go to the second class. We may wonder, sometimes people ask, why is the population increasing so much? More and more people all the time. Where do all the people come from? Problem is, nobody's being liberated. Everybody's coming back in this world. Yeah, just like if you go to the college and you get the exam, then you fail the exam, then you have to do the whole class, the whole course again. So here we all are, you know, maybe previous life also we had human body, here we are again, human body. Means we didn't graduate, we didn't go back to Godhead. Just like if you go to study, you fail the exam, then you have to pay a fee again, you have to go to class again, do all the homework again, pay the exam again, take the exam, and then see if you pass. And we have to take birth again, in the womb, take birth, so many months in the womb, come out, take birth, learn to walk, learn to talk, go to school, dream, drive, grow up. And again, we have to find a partner for family life. We get married, have the children, get attached. And
finally,
and then again we get old and die, and then what happens? If we don't go back to Godhead, you come back again. And we've been doing this many, many times. Just like sometimes in some countries, very hard to get the driving license, you know, to pass the driving test, very hard. You know, in Dubai, one Bangladesh guy there, he took the driving test 18 times. But how many births have we taken? We're laughing about him. Just think how many births we have taken. So many births we have had. Krishna says, tells Arjuna, Bahuni me vyatitani janmani tavacharjuna tani aham veda sarvani natvam veda parantapa. Many, many births you and I have had, Arjun. Krishna tells Arjuna, I can remember them, but we don't remember.
र म सबै कुराहरू हर जन्मको कुराहरू मलाई थाहा छ तर तिमीलाई कुरा केही पनि थाहा छैन.
Oh, we should feel ashamed. How many births have been here in this world?
But
still we're attached to this body and we still want to come stay here forever. So, Krishna is giving this basic knowledge, the difference between the body and the soul. We have to not only learn it, we have to understand it, we have to realize it. No, so many devotees, they will say, well, I know I'm not this body, but still I enjoy the body. So this soul, this spirit soul, this is part, this is Brahman. We are having this confidential knowledge. It is knowledge of the Brahman. Some people are thinking, oh, I realized I'm not the body, I'm a soul, I'm God.
I'm
God. I am. Great. I always wanted to be God. Now I know I'm God. So this knowledge of Brahman, this is part of the understanding of Krishna. It is an aspect, one part of Krishna, but it is not complete understanding of Krishna. Just like the example about the elephant, the blind men were all studying the elephant. So they brought this elephant and they put one blind man and he's holding the leg of the elephant. And they said, what is it like? He said, oh, it's like a big tree. Then the other blind man, he's at the side of the elephant and he's saying, oh, it's like a big wall. And someone else has got the tail, he's holding the elephant's tail. He said, no, it's like a broom, like a brush. And someone else got the ear of the elephant. He said, no, it's like this peacock fan, you know, it's one of these. Then someone got the trunk of the elephant and said, it's like a hose. So each of the blind men, they're not wrong, but they're only describing one part of the elephant.
तिनीहरूले सबैले देखेको गल्ती होइन सही जान्न समाते हात्तीको त्यही के त्यही थियो तर हात्ती नै हो त्यो तर पनि उनीहरूले एक जग्गा मात्रै हात्तीको समातेका थिए त्यसैले तिनीहरूको पूर्ण हुन सकेन.
So if somebody says God has no form, God is light, His energy, it's not wrong, but it's not complete. That's only one part of God. God is everything. He is all light and energy, and He's a person also.
उज्यालो प्रकाश पनि हुनुहुन्छ यावत जति पनि संसारमा आएको छ सब भगवान हुनुहुन्छ जति पनि शक्ति पनि भगवान नै हुनुहुन्छ तर वहाँ व्यक्ति पनि हुनुहुन्छ वहाँको व्यक्तित्व पनि छ
If we say God is not a person, then we must be greater than God because we are persons. If He's not a person, then we are greater than Him.
अनि भगवानको व्यक्तित्व छैन भगवान चाहिँ कोही आकार जगाको छ हो भनेर यदि हामी भनिन्छ भने
He is a person, but he is not a person like us. He is a transcendental person. So understanding of Brahman, that is one part of an understanding of God, but it is not the complete understanding. Just like when the first train was coming to Thailand, when they built the train, so everybody wanted to see the train.
जस्ता प्रकारले थाइल्यान्डमा पहिलो चोटि ट्रेन रेल आएछ भने हेर्न त रेल सबै हेर्न चाहन्छ कहिले कसैले देखेको छैन
सो सम पिपल दे वर वेटिङ दे स देन दे स द लाइट एन्ड दे थॉट ओह दैट्स अ ट्रेन एन्ड दे वेंट होम
त पहिले सुरु गाबा यदि राति त के देखिन्छ ट्रेनको लाइट देखिन्छ त सबै ए रेल त लाइट हो र त ठुलो लाइट
Put the light on the front of the train, they thought this is the train. Then other people, they waited, and then they saw, behind the light, there's a train, there's carriages. They thought, oh, that's a train. And other people, they waited, and they saw the train come into the station, and they saw, there's a driver, and there's so many passengers in the train. They saw everything about the train. In the same way, don't think God is just only light or just only some energy. That is just one part of God. So, confidential knowledge, that is realization of this, understanding this Brahman. We don't want to go to the Brahman. That is not a good place for devotees to go. Because if you have to go there, it's very boring. There's no nice chanting and dancing. And no good prasada. Now nobody want to go. Now if you go to the Brahman, there's no activity, there's no friends, there's no relationships.
कार्यकलाप पनि छैन अनि कोही संगति पनि छैन कुनै सम्बन्ध एकअर्कासँग पनि छैन
Just like if you come to come here to the temple and you're all alone, only you, nobody else. You have a good time on your own? Well, that's what Brahman is like. In the Brahman, everything is, there's only one. No friendship, nobody to talk to, nothing to do. So we get bored and then we come back to the material world. So devotee is not happy in the Brahman because there's no activity, no devotional service. The soul's nature, the nature of the soul is activity. We like activity. We want relationships. We're looking for these things. And when we're denied these things, then it's unnatural. We cannot be satisfied. Just like sometimes the yogis, they go to the Himalayas, live in the cave, but then they come back to the world and then they want to do some welfare work, open the school or something. They do not know what spiritual activities are. So they have to take up some material welfare activities. So just simply Brahman, this, to just go to the Brahman, this is not desirable for devotee. And higher than the Brahman, we say confidential knowledge, then more confidential knowledge. More confidential knowledge is understanding the Paramatma. Paramatma, the Lord is in the heart. So the yogis, they can do this, they can achieve the under realization of Paramatma by meditation on the super soul in the heart. The super soul is sitting in the heart, giving us knowledge, remembrance, and forgetfulness. The super soul in the heart. When we want to forget who we are or about this the soul, we want to forget about our responsibility, then Krishna can allow us from the super soul. He covers up all of our knowledge. Just like we've forgotten our previous lives, you don't remember the previous birth. Why we forget Krishna? Because we want to enjoy this birth. If, If we had to remember our previous life, I had this, or I was in that family, we will feel very bad. We won't enjoy this life.
यदि हामीलाई त्यो थाहा हुनु भनेदेखि पिछिल्लो जन्ममा ओ अहिले मेरी गुड मेरी आमा रहेछ भन्ने हुन्छ अनि कसरी इन्जोय हुन सक्छ यो जन्म हुन सक्दैन भनेर भगवान्ले त्यो ठ्याप्प बोलाइदिनु भोग गरेर भोगमै आएको होइन
But when we desire to understand Krishna, then Krishna acts in the heart. He gives us some knowledge to help us to come to Him. And some remembrance also is there. One devotee came to Prabhupada and he said, Prabhupada, sometimes he said, when I'm chanting Hare Krishna, I can remember things I was doing before I became a devotee. He said, why is it like that?
स्मरण पनि व्यस्त राम्रो हुन्छ एकचोटि प्रभुपादजीसँग एउटा भक्त आयो र उसले भन्छ जब म जप गर्न बस्छु कृष्ण महामन्त्र जप गर्दै गरेका होला मैले त्यो भक्त हुनभन्दा अगाडि गरेका सारा कुराहरूलाई यादमा प्रभुपादजी किन त्यस्तो भएको
प्रभुपाद कृष्ण इज टेलिङ यु दट बिफोर यु वर इन द्याट सिचुएसन यु वर डुइङ अल दिस सिम्पल थिङ्स नाउ यु हेभ कम टु कृष्ण कन्सियस If you are not careful, you may go back to them again. So Krishna is reminding you how much suffering you had before you were devotee. Now you must be careful to stay in Krishna consciousness.
Prabhupada ji, Anuja, Krishna le timla yaad dilaudai jan. Aba tyo dekhi agadi timle kasta karma garirahe chha ra kati dukha bhogirahe chha. अब पनि अहिले कृष्ण भावनामा आएका छौ यो कृष्ण भावना छोडेर गएपछि त्यही दशामा भेट्नु होला भनेर कृष्णले याद दिलाउनु भएको भनेर
So like this, the super soul is helping us to understand, is helping us to fulfill all of our different desires.
यस्तै प्रकारले परमात्मा रूपमा भएर भगवान्ले हामीलाई आफ्नो आफ्नो इच्छा अनुसारले
So if a yogi can realize God is not just simply energy and light, but He's in our heart, then that is more confidential
knowledge. एउटा परमात्मा रूपमा प्रत्येकका हृदयमा बस्ने व्यक्ति नै हुनुहुन्छ भनेर अनुभव गरेका हुन्
Some people, however, they may be thinking that, oh, I am the super soul. I am God.
त्यसो हुँदा कसैले यो पनि सोच्न सक्छ कि म नै परमात्मा हुँ म नै भगवान् हुँ
So then they go to Brahman. So they're thinking they're the super soul, it means their destination. They won't go to Golok, they'll go to Brahman. They will get Sayuja Mukti. But if they understand there's not one soul, but two souls, there's the Jivatma and the Paramatma. The two souls are in the heart and they have a relationship.
र यो जानेपछि यो जान्न जरुरी छ कि हामीहरूका भित्र चाहिँ एउटै आत्मा छैन दुईटा आत्मा छन् एउटाको नाम आत्मा अर्काको नाम परमात्मा है यी दुईटाको बिचमा सम्बन्ध छ रिलेसनसिप छ भन्ने कुरा
Just like there are two birds. The two birds fly into the tree. They don't become the tree. Within the tree there are still these two birds. So the same way, the body, within this soul, there are, within this body, there are two souls.
जस्तै प्रकारले दुईटा चरा गएर रुखभित्र रुखमा गएर कोही हाँगामा बसे भनेदेखि नि त्यसको मतलब ती चराहरू रुख भएका हुन् है हामीले त्यो नदेखेको मात्र हो तर ती दुईटा चराहरू छुट्टै छुट्टै त्यो रुखका हाँगामा बसेका छन् त्यस्तै प्रकारले हाम्रा शरीरभित्र दुईटा आत्मा छन् आत्मा र परमात्मा
In Vrindavan, you can see very nice. a big green tree, and they have all these green parrots flying. And you see the green parrot, oh, it flies into the tree. Oh, where did it go? Oh, it became the tree. So some people think, you know, the soul is just becoming one, merging. But just like these birds fly into the tree, they still have their identity. They're within the tree, but you can't see them. In the same way, there are two souls. There's the Paramatma and the Jivatma. And the Jivatma has to surrender to the Paramatma. One bird, the Jivatma, is eating all the fruit, tasting the fruit. Oh, is the fruit sweet? Is the fruit sour? Is it bitter? And the other bird, the super soul, is the witness. He's watching all the activities. Oh, we don't remember all the nonsense we did. Oh, we don't remember what all the bad things we had, all the bad things we said, but Super Soul remembers everything. Lord Karma, we don't remember, we think, why I'm suffering, why I've got this problem, I'm a good person. We don't remember all the bad things we did. But Paramatma, the Lord in the heart, he remembers everything, just like the judge. And he's giving the reactions, he's giving the rewards, he's giving the punishment. Some are enjoying, oh, they're so rich, oh, they're so lucky, why they got so much? And they must have done something good in the past. We don't remember, but Paramatma, Krishna in the heart, he remembers everything. This is more confidential knowledge. But there is the most confidential knowledge. This is the most important. We have to know not only Brahman or Paramatma, we should know Bhagwan. We should know about the Lord as a person. And because he's a person, we can please him by our service, by our mood of serving him with love and devotion. This is the most confidential
knowledge.
Guya
स्तर गुह्यतम भन्ने तीन स्तर बुझ्दै गर्नुहुन्छ युजिङ गुह्यतम.
Krishna is not greedy for all of our offerings. He has many Lakshmis, hundreds of thousands of goddesses of fortune serving him in the spiritual world. So he is not greedy for our offerings of fruit and bhoga.
Bhagwan, त्यस्तो लोभी हुनुहुन्न. उहाँका हजारौँ करोडौँ लक्ष्मीहरू सेवा गर्ने छन् चारैतिरबाट र उहाँ त्यस्तो लोभी हुन्न. हामीले के चढाउँछौँ र कतिखेर यिनीहरूले चढाउँछौँ र खाउँला भनेर लोभ गरेर बस्नु भएको.
He just wants simple thing, patram pushpam phalam toyam. Send very simple, not costly, very cheap here. But he doesn't just want these things. He wants that bhakti, the devotion must be there.
भगवान्ले सबै भन्नुभएको छ कि मलाई त्यस्तो केही पनि भयो केही पनि चाहिँ म त्यसका लागि लोभी छैन. पत्रम पुष्पम फलम द्वयम् फल तुलसी पत्र जल चढाउँदा मलाई भइहाल्छ मलाई केही पनि त्यस्तो चाहिँदैन.
When we give that love to Krishna, then Krishna gives so much in return.
भगवान्ले यो भन्नुहुन्छ कि जब मलाई प्रेम छ जस्तै अर्पण गर्छ भगवान् प्रेमको भोगो हुनुहुन्छ प्रेमको लोभी हुनुहुन्छ र त्यसको कई गुणा बढाएर उहाँले आफूलाई दिनुहुन्छ.
But Krishna knows the quality of our love.
अनि भगवान्ले जो प्रेमको पनि स्तर योग्यतालाई जान्नुहुन्छ कुन कुन खालको योग्यताको प्रेम गरेको छ उसले.
No, no, we cannot cheat Krishna. We cannot go there and say, I love you, give me the money. No, that is Kaitava Dharma. That is a cheating religion. We have to kick that out.
It's like Kaitava Dharma Manja. Thakua Dharma. Thak Dharma.
So many people, they're going to the temples and the churches and the mosques and they're praying, but they're thinking, give me, give me. They will say, give me a nice wife and a house and a home, all by the sea. Om Jai Jagadish Hare.
Yeah, that's the Bhagavad. Malai Ramri Patni, Ramro, Santan, Vaisa, Dhar, you know, Jo Dehavai Phalapavai, Jai Jagadish Hare Vande, Kamsana.
So, Krishna knows the quality of our prayers, of our devotion. He wants to see a pure surrender.
भगवान्ले जान्नुहुन्छ यसले कस्तो प्रकारले मसँग प्रार्थना गरिरहेका छ कुन योग्यतामा उच्छ भनेर सर्लाङ्गै जाने
गरेको. Just like gopis, Vrindavan gopis, they gave up everything for Krishna.
जस्तो प्रकारले वृन्दावनका गोपीहरूले भगवान् कृष्णलाई सब कुछ न्यौछावर गरेका.
You know, even 5,000 years ago, how strict people were. If a girl, young woman, or a married woman would go out of the house alone to the forest, wow, my, they're finished. There was one family, the girl, the daughter, not very nice young girl, attractive. She was going to the school and all the boys, they liked this girl. So that one boy, he asked this girl, you know, you come out with me, I'll take you out to cinema. So she asked her mother, what do you think, mother, can I go with this boy? Mother said, if you go with this boy, you are not my daughter anymore.
सुन्दर पनि थिएन अनि ऊ स्कुल जाँदै थिएँ अनि एउटा केटा त्यही उमेरको केटाले बाइकको भएर जाउँ सिनेमा हेर्न जाउँ भनेर भन मसँग किन भनेर भन्यो अनि उसले आफ्नै आमालाई सोध्यो. आमालाई सोद्धाखेरि म जानु यो केटासँग यसको सिनेमा हेर्न भन्दाखेरि तँसँग गइस् भने त मेरो छोरी होइन.
So this is present time. What to speak? How it was 5,000 years ago in Indian village in Braja. But the gopis did not care. They didn't care what my father thinks, what my mother thinks, so they didn't care what even my husband thinks. Krishna is calling, we have to go to him. So Krishna told, he tells the gopis, Naparayam, I cannot repay you. I cannot, you've given me so much, I can't repay what you've given for me. So this is a special, this is the most confidential knowledge to understand how much pleasure Krishna takes in the devotion which is offered by his devotees. Pure devotion means we just want to give to Krishna. No business. In business you give something, okay, I give the goods, give me the money. But in devotion, we just want to give Krishna. We don't want to take. But that is there's competition between Krishna and the devotee. Devotee wants to give to Krishna, Krishna wants to give to devotee. Prabhupada said in the purport, Krishna, surrender to Krishna is good for us. Doesn't matter to Krishna, but it's for our benefit.
Krishna ko barbaad banunche ki Krishna ko charan ma janu hamare ka lagi ekdam ramro mangal maya tara bhagwan ka lagi kehna hamare ka lagi.
Krishna describes his love for his devotees. He said, if you surrender to me, I will free you from all sinful activity. I will protect you. Do not fear. And Krishna says, if you fix your mind on me, yoga kshema vahamyaham. I carry what you lack, I preserve what you have. So this is the most confidential knowledge. So in Krishna consciousness, we just want to understand this most confidential knowledge. We're not so much worried about Brahman and Paramatma. If you have 1,000 baht, it means you also have 500 baht. Means you also have 200 baht. The one who knows Bhagwan, they also know Brahman, they also know Paramatma.
जसले भगवानको बारेमा जान्दछ भगवान को हुनुहुन्छ भन्ने, र उसले परमात्माको बारेमा आफै जानिरहेको हुन्छ र ब्रह्मको बारेमा पनि जानिरहेको हुन्छ.
This is the most confidential knowledge.
यो एकदम गुह्यतम ज्ञान हो.
So Krishna has explained all of these things throughout the Bhagavad Gita. And then he tells Arjuna, now you decide Arjuna, what are you going to do? Krishna does not force Arjuna, you have to do what I say, I'm God, listen to me. No.
अर्जुनले अर्जुनलाई भगवानले यसो भन्नु भएन, म भगवान हुँ तिमीले मेरो सुन्नुपर्छ केही गर्नुपर्छ भन्नु भएन.
He gives all of us, just like he gave Arjuna the choice. He gives all of us the choice. What do you want to do? Do you want to surrender to Krishna or not?
जस्तो प्रकारले अर्जुनलाई के गर्न चाहन्छ तिमी, मेरो भनेको जस्तो गर्न चाहन्छ कि तिमी अरू ज्ञानमा, त्यस्तै प्रकारले हामीलाई पनि रोज्न चाहनु भएको छ भगवानले. के गर्न चाहन्छ हामी, कृष्णलाई
we all have this choice, we have free will. Krishna is not forcing us. Twist your arm and say, okay, you gotta do what I say. No, he's telling Arjuna the truth, he's telling the facts of life. This is the truth, the highest truth. Do you want to follow it or not? If you don't follow, then okay, go ahead. Surrender to Maya. We have that choice. But Arjuna, in the next verse, Arjuna will say to Krishna, no, I have heard your instructions, now I am going to follow what you say. Now if you understand this Bhagavad Gita, if you hear this knowledge of Bhagavad Gita as it's explained, then we have to accept the Krishna's instructions, we have to take them to heart. So that means surrender to Krishna, surrender to Krishna's teachings, become his devotee.
यसरी भगवान्को जो शिक्षालाई हामीले शरण लियौँ भनेदेखि हामी भक्त
हुन्छौँ.
कोही
प्रश्न Yeah, okay, good. Let's have some questions.
Maharaj, you said the people who pretend like, feel like they are God and they say that they are God and pretend like they are God, right?
Yeah.
So isn't there I may be wrong, but isn't there a sloka in Bhagavad Gita where it says that the people who pretend like God and envy of me and they pretend like God, they have to suffer in some special hell or something. In like example of like a Sai Baba, you know, he sleeps on an Shishnag, and his devotees sing like Om Sai, Sapta Sai, Vishnu Namaha, Sapta Sai, Lakshmi Namaha, Krishna Namaha. So that's a very big offense. So, still, he will enjoy the Brahma.
यहाँले सोध्दै हुनुहुन्छ कि साई बाबाले त्यस्ता प्रकारले अहिले त साईको पनि जमाना चलेको छ है, र साई बाबाले म नै विष्णु हुँ, म नै कृष्ण हुँ, म नै सप्तम हुँ भनेर भन्नुभएको छ, र भगवद् गीतामा त्यसो गर्ने व्यक्तिहरूलाई के भन्नुभएको छ, उहाँले तिनीहरूलाई नरकमा जान्छन् तिनीहरू भन्नुभएको छ कि के भन्नुभएको छ?
Well, certainly in the 17th chapter, where you have, or 16th chapter, divine and demonic natures, so Krishna talks about people who claim to be incarnations of God, false incarnations. And for them, they enter into the lower species of life, yeah, darkest regions of ignorance. They remain, birth after birth, in the darkest regions of ignorance.
जस्तै आफूलाई त्यसरी भगवान भनेर बताउँछन् मन ईश्वर हुन् त्यसरी भन्ने बताउँछन् त यहाँ दैविक सम्पत्ति र आसुरी सम्पत्ति भन्ने भगवद् गीता 16 अध्यायमा भगवान्ले बताउनु भएको छ त्यस्तो खालको व्यक्तिलाई म जन्म जन्मान्तर तक अन्धकार अन्धकार अन्धकारमा यसमा योनिमा हालिदिन्छु भनेर
भन्नुभएको छ We have so many governments like that who actually also talk about the Bhagavad Gita. So are they not aware of this particular sloka or wherever it is where Krishna says about this?
Well, everybody has their own interpretation of Bhagavad Gita. They will always interpret these things in different ways.
Okay. I've got one question. Okay, actually, earlier you were talking about Buddha, how he was teaching the other lessons where they say in the Brahman Yoga everything is lost. So actually Buddha is considered to be the ninth avatar. If you look at the early avatars also, basically they were sticking to the Dharma and to our teaching the Vedas. So why Buddha came out of, deviated from there and had to teach something which was
Already explained, Maharaj. But Ramanas are misguided.
Emergency situation.
Yeah.
Buddha didn't teach about the soul. He just simply taught material world is suffering.
Yes.
That's what he taught.
यहाँले भन्नुहुन्छ बुद्धको नौ अवतार हो भगवान्को भनेर भन्नेको छ अनि फेरि बुद्धले यस्तो खालको शिक्षा किन दिनुभएको त त्यहाँनिर कि एकैचोटि गएर मिल्ने केही पनि छैन व्यक्तित्व छैन भन्ने शून्य हुनुहुन्छ किन शिक्षा दिनुभएको त भन्दाखेरि त्यो कुनै कारणवश जो ब्राह्मणहरूको जो अत्याचार भएको त्यो वेदलाई लिएर उनीहरूले पनि गल्ती गर्दै आएका थिए त्यसलाई रोक्नका लागि Emergency avatar Buddha ko bhargo, kus samay ka lagi, hamesha ka lagi.
People couldn't understand about God, so he didn't teach them about God. You have to teach them according to their ability to understand.
त्यति गरेर त्यहाँ भगवान्लाई बुझ्न सक्ने मान्छेहरू थिएनन् र त्यसमा आत्मा र भगवान् भन्ने कुरालाई लुकाएर उहाँले केवल उहाँका प्रति श्रद्धा हुनका लागि तिनीहरूलाई शिक्षा दिनुभयो.
The people were all Gnostic, so these So he said, okay, just follow me. So they followed him. No, they have faith. They had faith in Lord and Buddha, so they followed him. So that was for their benefit. Okay, Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki, Srila Bhagavad Gita ki, Gaur Premanande, Hare Go.